It's Caroline next in Philadelphia on Sirius 130. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for waiting. What's your question? Well, actually, sure. We're asking you why are you pro-choice?
Yeah.
I am on the fence because I don't know that I'm pro-choice, and I don't know that it's really hard because I had an abortion, and mm-hmm. I hate to admit that it kills me every day. If I could go back, I would change it and never do it.
Well, that's very strong of you to admit to.
Yeah, and you know, and I went to confession and I confessed it, and mm-hmm. you know, I still feel badly about it, even though I've been forgiven. I wish I could change it, but I can't, and I just have to go on with my day.
Okay, so this is something in your past. It's a big part of your view on this issue.
And even though that was your experience, you don't want to impose your view on other people, even though yours was yours.
Right, and you know, God gave us free will, and he just hopes that we make the right decisions with that free will. And obviously, I made the wrong decision, but I've been forgiven. And I feel like maybe the population, it's not that they are for abortion or against it, it's that they don't want that choice taken away from them. And
because,
you know, as a human race, we don't like to be told what we can and can't do.
No, we certainly do not. But the problem is, even though we don't like to be told what is right and wrong, there still is a right and wrong. So, Caroline, let me give you an example. I think that even those who have had abortions can speak to this issue, and it's not hypocritical of them to say, you know, I've learned the hard way what this is and how traumatic it is, and I think that this should be illegal. Let me give you an example. Suppose a man who went out and was drinking and driving, and this is at a time when drinking and driving is legal. It's back in the 50s or 60s when there's no drunk driving laws. And he does this, and he ends up running over someone. He kills someone in an accident, and he feels terrible about this. And it moves him to say, this is awful. There should be laws that stop drunk driving from happening. Now, I would say he's not a hypocrite for saying that because he's renounced that behavior. He's learned the hard way how terrible this is. And it's motivated him to try to right this wrong that he was a part of. So I think much the same way, someone who's been involved in an abortion procedure can say, I've come to see this, what it is up close, and it's wrong. And the reason it's wrong, the reason isn't just because of a personal feeling, is because of what it does to these children. So I want to protect other children and try to pass these laws. Do you see the analogy I'm making here?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, and I totally agree with you,
okay.
And that's why I called. It's because, you know, I wish that I could tell everybody in the world, like, yes, you have this choice, please don't do it.
Well,
you know, if any of my friends or a stranger on the road came to me and said, I'm doing this,
okay,
I would do everything in my power to talk them out of it,
so
tell them, I've been through this, please don't.
Caroline, but let's revisit the drunk driving example. Would you have the same standard?
I totally agree.
Yeah, Caroline, I think I see where you're coming from. So you're almost there. The only last hurdle would be if, let's say we were all voting on this issue, whether it should be legal or not, if you'd be willing to cast a vote and say, I'm going to make this illegal so that these children are protected. Are you at that point yet, or you're still kind of not sure?
I mean, yes, I'm at that point, but it would kill me inside to know that I cast that vote and I'm taking that choice away from other people. Like, morally for me, it's like now people don't have a choice, and I know that it's wrong and people shouldn't do it, but then it's like,
but Caroline,
now they don't have a choice.
Sure, but Caroline, should people have a choice to hurt other people?
Oh, absolutely not. And I totally agree with you. I am. I'm with you.
It is hard. Caroline, can I ask you a question, though? I would encourage you, though, to sift through this. I see you're working through a lot. Have you gone – I know you've been to confession. Have you gone maybe on any kind of post-abortive healing retreat or to see a counselor about this? Or I guess we're coming to our break now. So I'd recommend if you have not done that, you can look up Rachel's Vineyard, rachelsvineyard.org. You can it'll help you work through this because even though you've gone to confession, that's something you're going to be working through for your whole life. And God and His grace are here to help you do that. And if you want to share your story to others, I would recommend you go to the website Silent No More. Silent No More is a collection of testimonies from those who have had abortions and regret them.
Caroline.
And your story would fit right in there.
Thanks for the call.